Hello! You may recall a few months ago, I featured a very unusual, tiny little hand-built boat called Rivets 5000, just big enough for two people to sit in, and I showed it buzzing around the Birmingham Canal network. Well, it turns out that the chap who built that is not the only person building unusual, tiny little boats for the canals, and today I've come to see another one.
This is the Leeds and Liverpool Canal at Chorley in Lancashire. And this particular spot is significant because it has a slipway into the water. A slipway into which you might launch a boat like this. This is Nessie, and it's the creation of Johnny Bowker.
I toyed with the idea of making a boat for a couple of years, really, before Nessie. And I wasn't sure how to build it. I wanted to build it from scratch, ideally. And I toyed with the idea of making one out of wood or riveted steel even. And I wanted it small, compact, light enough so I can launch it anywhere. You know, so I can literally travel around and launch it anywhere. And I found this one on eBay. The chap who I bought it off actually picked it up from Loch Ness. It was derelict. And he was going to turn it into a tender for his yacht. Whether he run out of time or what, I don't know. And I bought the hull from there. It was an absolute wreck. The bow was gone. Transom was missing. And there was a hole in the port side. So it was a complete wreck.
He's not kidding either. The hull was in need of some significant TLC. Sanding, filling, prepping, painting, and a good going over. But over several months, this Johnny did. And gradually the boat was transformed from leaky bucket into a thing of beauty. With the hull sorted, Johnny bought a small petrol motor and test fitted it. A new prop shaft was machined and fitted through a water lubricated stern gland, and a steering system was designed and fitted too. Over time, woodwork was built to house everything, the boat taking pride of place in Johnny's workshop. And after 2 years of graft, Nessie was transformed. Today the boat is a thing of beauty, polished within an inch of its life, all shiny brass and highly varnished wood. The design is that of a gentleman's motor launch from decades ago, elegance with a hint of steampunk. There's the temperature gauge for the engine, adjacent to a compass binnacle. And look at those gorgeous instruments. There's a concession to modernity with a GPS heading and speed readout, along with 12 volt fuses for the electrics. It's even got USB, whatever next. Small lockers on either side of the engine compartment are suitable for tea, milk, and picnic supplies. Plus, this one hides a bilge pump as well. Under the rear seat are emergency oars. And you can see the prop shaft to check all's well through this sight. From the looks of it, you'd think the boat had never put to water, but this is just typical of the love that Johnny lavishes on his creation. Everything must be sparkling before a trip. Speaking of which, it was time to get underway, which starts with loading of the portable fuel tank into the back of the boat. For safety and aesthetic reasons, this goes into its own vented locker with a 12-volt fuel pump to push the petrol over to the engine in the centre of the boat. If you're wondering, yes, it has both out and return fuel lines. That done, the trailer straps could be undone by Johnny and his mate Dennis, who helped with the build, he says, just by handing Johnny spanners and making cups of tea, though that to me is a valuable contribution indeed. Finally, the ensign is attached at the rear, which serves dual purpose as a camera mounting point to record journeys. Seeing the boat in the sunshine ready for launch really does highlight the transformation undergone by this one-time rowing dinghy from Scotland's Loch Ness.
Nessie was basically an empty shell. The woodwork that was on it was the seats and the gunwales. And the gunwales were covered in fence paint, and the seats were just rotten. So it literally all came out, and it was an empty shell completely.
When he actually turned up with the boat, I looked at him and said, you're going round the bend, mate. You're never going to get that afloat. But once again, he proved me wrong. He's amazing. If he could see the before and after, you'd be shown. I actually showed my family, some of my members of my family, and my brother actually said to me when he saw it, he said, that is not the same boat. I'm not having it. And since then, he has been out with us on it, and he still can't believe it's the same boat. That's how bad it was when he first got in it.
The boat was almost ready to launch, but the steering chain mechanism needed a bit of oil before we went. And that's in here, just behind the engine. The steering wheel turns that chain, which, through a series of pulleys, moves a cable attached to the rudder. With the ignition on, Johnny could start the engine, which sprang into life with ease.
The engine is a Kubota GH170. It's a 169cc, I think, 5.5 horsepower. It is limited to 3.5 at the minute for use on the canals. If I go on the Lake District, when it's been thoroughly tested, I might open it back up again. But to be fair, at 3.5 horsepower, it tootles along quite nicely. I chose Kubota because they're reliable. There's no plastic jets in the carburetor and stuff like this. The machining's very good inside the engines themselves. And there's very little mechanical noise as well. So it helps with the boat being so small that it's quiet. The engine is on rubber mountings, but the Kubotas don't vibrate too much when you compare it to an equivalent Honda or a Chinese Honda copy or something like that, you know.
Now, with Dennis's help, Nessie could be launched down the somewhat tatty slipway into the canal. Gently does it. And off it floats. Johnny parked the car while Dennis brought the boat around. Being so tiny, narrow, and low to the water, it's a little bit wobbly when you get in, so the handrails are essential. But captain and crew got aboard with no issues.
Okay. We're in. Yep. Not too hard.
A glorious day's boating beckoned, so the gearbox was switched to ahead.
The gearbox in Nessie, that's one of my own design. And that was part of the reason why I wanted a small boat, because the gearbox I sort of come up with, if you will. It's nothing fancy, but it's a seamless marine reverser, and it's a compact power unit with the engine and gearbox all mounted together, and it's clutched, so you can be going from full ahead to full astern without needing to change the RPM of the engine or anything like that in an emergency, of course. But yeah, and I sort of built the boat around this compact power unit that I made.
It looks for all the world as if it's a steam launch, and we'll come back to that in a minute. For the moment, enjoy these shots of the boat going along. For such an apparently simple boat, using an inboard petrol engine caused Johnny lots of headaches when it came to getting his boat safety scheme sign-off.
I picked the hull up in May 2019, and I built it, and it looked relatively similar to what it does now, with a sort of prototype propelling machinery set up, with, you know, just to check that the system worked. And I thought, right, that's great, I'll put it on the canals, I'll get it licensed into the BSS. And then I basically had to completely strip it down and rebuild it. And I feel so sorry for my BSS examiner, because I pestered him to death, because it's petrol feeding an inboard, and because it's so low to the water, there was a lot of hurdles that it had to overcome to actually get its BSS certification. So the poor chap, I mithered him to death, and he was so helpful. And we come up with the fuel system that it's now got, which is a portable outboard tank with a 12-volt fuel system feeding the engine. And that works fine. It works really well.
I know him inside out, and we always say, if it's not perfect, he just won't sleep at night. So it has to be absolutely perfect. Now, to me, it would look, I think that's fantastic. No, take it apart, start again. And that, he wouldn't be beaten with anything. Nothing would beat him. And that's the type of guy he is.
As we went along, the first of several narrowboats came the other way. All smiled and waved, but in the little boat, it was a novel experience.
There are two things I've immediately noticed aboard Nessie. The first is how much lower to the water you are, and how much more inconsequential you feel when you go past narrowboats. And secondly, it's remarkable how quiet this motor is. It's a petrol motor, it's inboard, but it's really very quiet indeed. It makes for thoroughly pleasant boating.
We sat back to enjoy the cruise. It was just like the old days on my narrowboat. For such a small craft, there's a surprising amount of seating on Nessie. You could fit two at the back if they squish together. Then there's a seat at the bow, plus two more in front of the engine. As already mentioned, many passers-by think this is a steam launch, and it's not an impression Johnny is inclined to dispel.
When people are asking, is it steam? I've recently just added a new feature, and this was my friend Dennis's idea. It's his fault purely, and it's a smoke generator that actually sits inside the exhaust, and there's a couple of primer bulbs next to your seat from the driving position, and you can just press these little primer bulbs and it shoots fake smoke up the exhaust, and you get a cloud gassing everyone out on the towpath as you're going along, you know. That's the latest addition.
We went through a huge navy of geese, much to their annoyance. And then approached a bridge, followed by a sharp bend to the left. For such occasions, Johnny has installed a horn, essential in such a small boat, so that other craft definitely know you're there. And whilst the numerous geese weren't fans of this little boat, people on the towpath and in other boats certainly were.
It's really nice, to be honest. You meet so many nice people along the way. And everyone wants to stop and talk, and it's unusual, I guess. You know, it's polished brass and it's big funnel sticking up. You know, it's it's one of them. But no, there's loads of people stop and talk about it. It's really pleasant, really nice, every time you're out.
And then I had a go.
Well, Johnny has been mad enough to let me have a go on the controls. And I must say, it's very responsive. I'm a little bit cautious, but it handles surprisingly well. Might even pick up the speed in a minute.
Immediately, I had an unusual obstacle to avoid. This Canal and River Trust dredging boat, who were just as interested in Nessie as I was in them. I was enjoying myself.
This is just the most enormous fun. It really is. I could spend hours on this. I just think we need some pims and some sandwiches. Cucumber sandwiches, of course, with the crust cut off. And then some little cakes for afternoon tea.
Speaking of which, my stomach was grumbling, so it was time to turn back and head for home. Back at the slipway, Nessie was expertly wound back onto the trailer. A cleaning and polishing awaits, no doubt. Give them a wave if you see them out and about. Thanks for watching. Cheerio.